All right. Well, I was thought a tremendous effort by both teams tonight. It was about as competitive a game as you could get. Unfortunately, we just couldn't quite make enough plays. And we could certainly microanalyze probably 100 plays in the game. They're all important. They're all critical. You know, you get into a close game like that, there are a lot of things that could have made a difference one way or the other. But in the end, you know, give Seattle credit. They got a good football team, and they played just a little bit better than we did tonight. Again, proud of the way we competed. We just got to do a better job. You know, starts with me, coaches, players. I mean, we just got to do better. Again, Seattle's tough. They force you into some mistakes, and you know they do a great job. Not taking anything away from them, but there's just some things we got to do a better job of. And so we need to. Those showed up tonight. We need to work harder on them and be able to perform better in these kind of situations. So need to turn the page here and move on. Tough week. You know, got into San Francisco. It'll be a big challenge. Be ready for them, but we're going to have to turn the page and move on. But it was good. Very highly competitive game tonight with just a little bit of a disappointment in the way it turned out. Just couldn't quite do enough to change the outcome.
Bill, what did you see on the final play? Did you think it was pass interference?
It's a really competitive play. So. I thought the game was well officiated. They did a good job. I let the players play. I mean, they called some things they had to call. I focused really on our team, what we can do. That's what we need to do.
Bill, if I could follow up on the last drive before halftime, their touchdown. What happened on the touchdown play? What did you see happen?
We broke down. It's a bad play.
Your thoughts on how the secondary played, and is that one area of concern for you going forward, that the secondary has to pick up their play?
No, I mean, I think it's everything. You know, can't turn the ball over. You know, we had penalties. I mean, take away a five-yard penalty in the last drive. You know, we score instead of being on the two-yard line. You know, I mean, there's a million plays like that. So, yeah, defensively, made some stops in the red area, but then certainly missed a lot of opportunities to get off the field on third down, gave up some big plays. So kicking game, you know, same thing. There's certainly a lot of things that could have been better on special teams. Not that it was all bad. It was competitive, but there's just things we could do better, need to do better, need to coach better, need to play better. So,
Bill, the sequence at the end of the second quarter on the touchdown pass, what did you see on that play? It looked like there were a lot of players in coverage for the player to break open.
Just didn't play it very well, obviously. I think it goes without saying.
What did you see on the Chancellor hit on Brady and how that affected Brady going forward, if at all?
Yeah, I didn't really get a good look at it.
Bill, what was your reaction when Pete decided to go for two there, you know, not make it, and obviously give you a chance to tie with one possession?
Yeah, that was an aggressive call. Yeah. Aggressive call on the road.
Bill, at the right here. at the end of the game, were you guys trying to kill a clock while also trying to score, or was the goal just to score there at the end?
No, we were definitely trying to score. But let's say managing the clock was part of it.
Bill, when you said you got to coach better and it starts with you, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, there was a multitude of plays out there that had they been a little bit different, it would have helped us in the overall result. So, got to coach those better. Have to spend better time coaching them. Need better execution. Just, like, we need to do a better job. There's 100 plays we could talk about. So, part of that's my responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's coaching staff's responsibility. It's players' responsibility. It's all of us. So we all just got to do a better job. Everybody's not trying hard. It's just nothing close to what it needed to be. It just needs to be a little bit better against a good team like Seattle. So. We got to coach it better. We got to execute it better. Got to work at it harder.
Bill, does anything stand out to you as to why the defense is maybe not turning the ball over as much as maybe we've seen in the past? I think it's 7 turnovers this year. There was it.
Something we need to do a better job of. We're turning it over too much, and we're not turning it over enough on defense and special teams. It's not where we want to be. So we're at -2 tonight. Yeah. It's not really a good formula. Honestly, lucky it wasn't worse than that, to tell you the truth.
Bill, the defense previously wasn't allowing many points per game. Is this maybe a wake-up call that they have to play better as a whole after allowing 31 this game?
I mean, look, we go into every game trying to score as many points as possible and limit the opponents to as few points as possible. So I can't imagine it will be any different than that. That's always what it's been. That's always what it's going to be. I mean, what else would it be? I think we came into this game, we were right there with Seattle, right? Fewest points allowed. I mean, top whatever it was, whatever the rankings were, I don't know, so. Get down to, within a few inches of, being a 31-31 game. I mean, you got two good football teams out there. They had a good defense. We had a good defense. They had a good offense. We had a good offense. I mean, you were at the game.
You used all of your defensive ends, but it seemed like Trey Flowers maybe had a little more opportunity in this game than maybe in some other games, just in terms of playing also on early downs. Was there anything that he did during the week? Was it a matchup thing? What led to maybe him getting a little more of an opportunity in this game tonight?
There's really no difference for any players on the team. Everybody earns their playing time. Players that play the best earn the playing time. If they play better than another player, then they play more than the other player. Another player plays better than them, then they play less than the other guy. So you earn your opportunities, you earn your playing time. That's the way it is.
How did you think he did with his opportunity tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we'll look at the film. He's played competitively for us all year. So.
Is facing scrambling quarterbacks forcing you to use zone coverage a little bit more than usual?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, we're in quite a bit of man coverage tonight. So say we probably, in the end, tonight, had more success playing zone than we did playing man. So they did a good job, you know, especially early in the game. They had some tough man-beater matchups, formations. You know, they do a real good job of that. Wilson made some great throws, some good catches, you know, good receivers. So, you know, they got us on a couple man-beaters, got us on some man routes. I mean, we were competitive on some, and, you know, and they got us on some.
At the end, the offensive sequence at the end, on the third down, is that a design call, or is that something that when Tom keeps it, or is that something that he can check into based on maybe what, you know, what he sees the defense, the defensive look is at, on that play?
So
I guess I'm asking, I'm, I mean, confused. Is that the call? Is it a quarterback keep right into the huddle? Or is that something that he's changing into based on what he sees?
Well, again, look, I'm not going to get into specific calls. I mean, we'd be all night talking about every play and, you know, 15 things that could have been different on each play. So we have different ways of doing things. We have different ways of calling plays. We have different ways of calling defenses. Some of that depends on the situation. Some of it depends on the way the play is called. So, but... I mean, I'm certainly not going to stand here and have a 15-minute conversation about every play. I mean, we'd be here all night.
Is there anything specific that's going into more fumbles on offense, on special teams?
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. Our ball security is not what it needs to be. So we addressed it, but we always have to keep addressing it more. Got to find a way to improve it. It's not, can't keep turning the ball over.
On some of the defensive breakdowns, is that more scheme? Is that more lack of communication? Is there anything that stands out there?
Well, again, I think each individual play has its own, you know, criteria to talk about and tomorrow to correct, you know, and address. So I mean, they're on a lot of different plays. We run a lot of different defenses. They match up differently. I mean, it's certainly not all one thing. But in total, we obviously need to do a better job than what we're doing. So that's all the way across the board, all areas of the defense. Front, coverage, run defense, turnovers, you name it. It's not all bad, but it needs to be better.
Take a final question.
Last call.
You had talked to, you know, leading into the game, just the respect you had for Russell Wilson. We've asked you a lot of questions about, you know, your team here tonight, but I'm just curious, sometimes do you just have to tip your cap to the other guy for just making the
first thing I said?
Yeah, I came
first
in.
Thing I said, give Seattle credit. They have a good football team. They're well coached. They're very well coached. They're tough. They compete on every play. They have a lot of good players. They have a lot of good players who play good. I mean, as we do. I mean, it can't get much more competitive than it was out there tonight. But give them credit. They made more plays than we did. They did a little more than we did tonight. That's why they won. We got to do a better job, and I'm not taking anything away from that. That's a good football team. In all three phases of the game, they're good on offense, they're good on defense, they're good in the kicking game. Every play is competitive. There's no plays off. You got to do a good job on every single play. And that's, you know, that's what it takes to compete against them. So you start Wilson, I mean, you go right down the line. I mean, whoever you want, Wilson, Sherman, the backs, the receivers, the tight end, the front, the edge rushers, the secondary, the linebackers, I mean, kick returner. I mean, you know, take whoever you want. Like, they're tough. It's not easy to make plays against them. We made a lot of them. They made a couple more. So give them credit. They deserve it tonight. All right?
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.